Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into it. All the big stories of the day. Let's get you in the know. I'm kind of digging this term. It's no secret that concerts are just not selling right now, mostly because, good God, the average ticket price is like $144 now. And a lot of concerts have been having to cancel. We just talked about Post Malone bouncing out at like the first six shows of his tour. Meghan Trainor's having issues. Demi Lovato. The Pussycat Dolls had to bail out of their concert series because nobody was buying tickets. So now the music industry is facing something called Blue Dot Fever going around right now. And what the heck is Blue Dot Fever? Well, it's essentially when you go online to pick your seats, like on Ticketmaster or something, all the seats that are available are little blue dots. So everyone's calling it Blue Dot Fever right now because there's so many empty seats. That's kind of a cutesy little phrase.
Yeah.
For a crumbling industry.
Right? To make it a little positive.
Yeah. That kind of adds a cute spin to it. Is nobody's making money and people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
But if you hop on and you see all those blue dots, you're in the know now. You can talk to your friends about Blue Dot Fever and how you missed out on the Pussycat Dolls. Okay, listen to this. Disney is officially going back to Hocus Pocus. They have greenlit Hocus Pocus 3.
Good.
With Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy returning as the Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
First one was fantastic. Second one was straight crap.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't as good as the first one, but this is a franchise that needs to keep going. I think so.
I mean, it's a pretty solid group of ladies there. It's a fun premise. But again, the second one was crap. But here's the thing. It shattered streaming records, 2.7 billion minutes viewed during its opening weekend. And Disney Plus says it became the platform's most watched film in 3 days, in like a 3 day opening.
Yeah.
So it has a proven popularity. Now, here's the thing with the third one, they're like, well, it did so darn good on streaming. We're considering putting it back into the movie theaters for the third installment.
That's cool.
So,
because I really liked the second movie, but I think it was because they waited so long between one and two.
Nostalgia
that's
factor.
The thing.
It
yeah.
got me, and I just loved every second of it. So I'm excited for number three.
Master.
Yes.
Okay, so Carrie Underwood, or who my wife affectionately calls whatever, Carrie Underwood and her legs have launched something called High Note. It's a wellness brand targeting women seeking accessible daily health routines through movement, nourishment, and community. That sounds exciting. There's all sorts of like supplements she's coming out with. There's a energy nutrition drink mix with Katie, 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
15 grams of whey. There's collagen in it, fiber, 13 fruits, vegetables, superfoods, greens, vitamin B, and just a pinch of sass.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's all the stuff we need, though.
It's coming in berry medley, juicy peach. Yes, she does. And strawberry lemonade.
Yeah,
you can find it on highnote.com.
Like the lady celebrities like to do this. You have Gwyneth Paltrow. You have Jessica Alba, who has her Honest brand.
There you go.
So, you know, this is a thing. And I think that once you reach a certain age, it's just like, here's my wellness brand.
Yeah. Well, and you start seeing how good they look. And you're like, look just like that.
And that's
Katie, you should come out with a wellness brand.
Yeah.
Come on. You're a local celebrity.
Sure.
Come out with a brand. What should we call it?
I have no idea.
Katie's Crush.
Thick.
Call
it
Katie's
thick.
Crush.
And
I don't know why you got to do all that.
It's thick milkshakes is what you do. Jam-packed full
of protein.
Of fiber, protein, and fruit melodies. And we'll just call it thick.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right, and here's one for Josh. Clifford the Big Red Dog is returning to television with a new animated PBS Kids series premiering in 2027.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
She's right up your alley.
Emily Elizabeth, yes!
Yay!
Focusing on teaching social skills like problem solving, making friends, and community involvement. Everything you need, buddy.
I love
it. So check it out on PBS come 2027.
Can't wait.
Do we have sports stuff?
We're just in a limbo right now, waiting for the Avs to play on Saturday. Other than that, everything else is just kind of, we're all just waiting, holding our breath.
Yeah.
Not
go
much
Avs
going
go.
On. Go Avs,
right.
go. Not
Katie,
much going on.
Local.
Okay, so a gym downtown being sued by an apartment building that resides above it. So Summit Strong is on the second floor, and then three residents from the Bo Valen apartments are on the third floor, right? And they're suing the gym because of the excessive grunting being heard throughout the building. This lawsuit reads, and I quote, Summit willingly allows its customers and or its staff to cause and emit unreasonably loud weightlifting related noises without setting reasonable parameters. The banging on the floor with the weights is also a big issue, but how funny. Like, you think they would have thought all this through. Excessive grunting is the reason for a lawsuit downtown right now with some apartment buildings, and I just think that's hilarious.
Sounds like my mother-in-law getting off the couch.
Exactly. Oh. Yes, and if somebody sues her for it, they're laying the groundwork for the next
They just need to flip it out to a Planet Fitness where that's not allowed.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. Like, obviously, this is something that I feel the building just wanted to make money. It was like, you could totally put a gym in there. Absolutely, pay us rent. That's exactly where it can go. They didn't think about the people around it. Now they're having to deal with it. Who knows what's going to happen with this gym, but it's causing a big stink downtown.
I go to a Planet Fitness. Do you know that they've got like an alarm up on the wall? If you drop your weights or do anything excessive with your weights, the alarm goes off and lights start flashing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure just to call attention to you, just so you don't hurt yourself, right? Like, yeah. Okay.
No, because it's a judgment-free zone, and they don't want people acting a fool in there, so that's part of it.
Oh.
There's
okay.
All these TikTok videos of these teenagers going in trying to set off the alarms and stuff by dropping weights and... They're just asking. I mean, Planet Fitness is just asking for it.
They really are. I mean, yeah, exactly.
So I put my weights down gently.
Very quietly. Good weightlifter.
And then I go, ugh!
Yeah. But your grunt is loud. This news came out yesterday. Denver could host the Democratic National Convention again. Local and state leaders got together yesterday to brag about the Mile High City and what it has to offer. The slogan is Denver Delivers. And I remember back in 08 when the DNC was here the first time and how crazy it was. I mean, the celebrities in town.
Sure.
Just all
brings
of
in a ton
the,
of money.
It mm-hmm. does. I mean, all of the people who are here just doing their thing.
Too bad that prostitution bill didn't pass. Could have been making some major bank.
Could have been making some change.
Those ladies could have been banking.
But there are five finalists, so we're in the running between Boston, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, and then Denver. And the selection is going to be based on factors like hotel space, transit, and airport access, venues, restaurants, and bars, and culture, among other things. So we'll have to see if we get that one. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah,
like
no matter
that.
Who, what convention you get, it's fantastic
exactly.
for the city as far as money. Bring
exactly.
in that money, mm-hmm. money, money.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm all for it.
But Denver's the worst.
Okay, well, kind of the best, though. He's wrong about that.
I wouldn't do it.
So wrong. Denver, go Denver. No, Denver's amazing. Okay. DJ who identifies as a horse is coming to Denver.
What?
So that's exciting.
Wait a minute.
Horse girl. Aptly named, right? Yeah, she's kicking off her Nature is Healing tour in Denver. Uh-huh.
What goes into that? Does she wear a saddle?
Yeah,
and
no,
have
her whole face looks like a horse. Like, her makeup is on point. I don't know if she does it. I don't know if she has it done by
does
somebody
she have a
professionally.
Mane?
That is the scariest thing I've ever
Jeremy
seen in my
real
life.
Real quick. Like, it,
I can
she
look her up.
Legit looks like a horse. I don't know how she gets that to look like that.
Okay,
but
is it weird
is
that I'm oddly attracted to her?
Yes, that is weird.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's
so
a pretty horse.
She goes by Stella Stallion as well, and she's got seven
God.
U.S. shows. The one in L.A. is already sold out, so she's a big deal. I believe she's from Germany. Is that right? She's from Germany.
Nobody knows.
From a
Nobody
stable.
Knows.
Yeah, she's
Nobody
from a
knows.
Stable, but her show is going to be at Real Works in the River North
okay,
Arts District.
I'm into it.
Yeah, set for September 18th. Her fans.
Can I get a little cart and she could pull me around in it?
I know. Well, yeah! I think that's the whole theme. Like, even her fans are called Denver Farmies. And so
okay.
it's right?
I gotta go to this.
It's a whole thing.
I gotta dress up as a rooster or something and go to this.
Yeah, the barnyard animals. Exactly.
What would be my animal?
Maybe you could be a duo. You have to... what farm animal
you could
animal
be the cow.
You be? You'd be the cow.
I don't want to be a cow.
The pig?
There you
I don't
want
to be a pig.
Do you want
to
be the goat?
It needs to be like a unique farm animal.
Do you
want to
be a goat? You could be a goat. I could see you. Yeah, that could be your spirit.
I could probably
animal,
be a goat.
I can't get over her smile.
I know, it's so funny. You have to look at pictures of Horse Girl. And again, that show, September 18th.
Does she wear, what is
if
that?
You
want to
get
a,
in on
a,
it.
A bit? What's the thing they chomp
yeah,
on in their
the
mouth?
Yeah,
bit.
A bit. The chomping yeah. bit. Yeah.
Does she walk around with that?
I don't know. Like,
how does
the,
I have questions. Does she have a tail?
I know. I'm sure she
how
has
does she
a
keep
tail.
The tail on?
I'm sure she has a tail. She's... pretty, you know, adamant about keeping this theme going. So I love it. I thought it was so awesome.
Did she eat out of a bucket?
She might. You'll have to do your own research, Jeremy. But it's awesome because more EDM news was announced. That Global Dance Party, that one that was at Red Rocks. It was at Empower Field 1 year. Now it's going to be at the LVC Festival Grounds right there at the National Western Stock Show Center. So we're going to have Tiesto there, Kygo, Subtronics, going down September 11th through the 12th. I don't know what you're laughing at.
I am laughing at the text line. Oh. I mean, like, boom, 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 boom. Jeremy can be a donkey. Jeremy's a donkey. Jeremy's an ass. Jeremy's an ass.
You guys
Jeremy's
got it.
Jeremy's a donkey.
Y'all
got
it.
He always dresses like a donkey.
Thank you, text line.
You guys nailed it. I'm going to be a donkey. Then I can go around saying, I'm an ass.
The horse's ass. That's what you
are. No, I'm a donkey. It's an ass.
That's what we're going with.
You guys nailed it. I love you all. Yeah. You can also all go to hell. How about that, huh?